Blackstone Audio presents The Wild Girl by Kate Forsyth. This book is read by Kate Redding. For my darling husband, Greg, the Amen of my universe. Every fairy tale had a bloody lining. Every one had teeth and claws. Alice Hoffman. Foreword. The fairy tales collected and rewritten by the Grimm brothers in the early part of the 19th century have spread far and wide in the past 200 years, inspiring many novels, poems, operas, ballets, films, cartoons, and advertisements. Most people imagine the brothers as elderly men in medieval costume, travelling around the countryside asking for tales from old women bent over their spinning wheels or wizened shepherds tending their flocks. The truth is that they were young men in their 20s, living at the same time as Jane Austen and Lord Byron. It was a time of war and tyranny and terror. Napoleon Bonaparte was seeking to rule as much of the world as he could, and the small German kingdom in which the brothers lived was one of the first to fall. Poverty-stricken and filled with nationalistic zeal, Jakob and Wilhelm Grimm, the elder brothers of a family of six, decided to collect and save the old tales of princesses and goose girls, lucky fools and unlucky princes, poisonous apples and dangerous rose briars, hungry witches and murderous sausages that had once been told and retold in houses both small and grand all over the land. The Grimms were too poor to travel far from home. Besides, the countryside was racked by repeated waves of fighting.